From whistling to something you don't hear an awful lot about, Swiss music. And you're not going to hear a lot about it, really, in our next segment. But we are going to tell you about a pianist from Switzerland and his recent collaboration with a number of spoken word performers. The World's Marco Werman has our global hit.
This is Léo Tardin from his new release, The Biggest Piano in Town. The instrumentation is just Tardin and a drummer. Léo Tardin came to New York City 12 years ago from Geneva. His passport said Switzerland, but his music didn't.
In Switzerland, music itself, I mean, doesn't have such a history. You have traditional music, but we don't really do much with that, and there are very few people that listen to this. So in Switzerland, mainly what we do is that we import music from all sources, and then we combine different things, and then we come up with this kind of mix of cultures.
Until recently, Léo Tardin's collaborations have been with other instrumentalists. But with his ongoing project, Grand Pianoramax, Tardin has started working with rappers and spoken word artists.
With music, there is only so much you can say. I mean, you know, with words, it takes the music to a totally different direction, and that's what I'm really looking for. And that helps a lot to build a certain energy in the room as well, because that's what it is about. It's not just about playing, but it's about bringing a certain vibe in the room where you play.
And so Léo Tardin started trolling for a posse of voices with things to say. Enter poet Mike Ladd, who Tardin had been introduced to by a mutual friend. Ladd and Tardin liked each other, and when Tardin likes his collaborator, he gives them full creative license. Mike Ladd said it was easy to work over the stripped-down piano and drums.
I was literally in New York for about 3 days, always need work. And work arrived, and so I showed up at the studio, and the track was just incredibly comfortable. So I just did a freestyle on top of the music. And it was just that. It was incredibly comfortable music to deliver words on.
If I were a superhero, my superpower would be the ability to hear people making love all over this town.
You can't help but think about superheroes on top of buildings when you get back to New York.
Up onto the top of buildings, crouch with one arm over my knee, put my pinky to my ear, hand on my hip, the L on my chest, close my eyes, nod and smile.
Mike Ladd currently lives in Paris, and so when he comes to New York, he sees it with fresh eyes. But Ladd also believes that part of the reason he and Léo Tardin work so well together is that he sees New York and Paris and London as part of one big neighborhood.
Intellectually, I only survive in Paris by believing that I'm part of a much larger city, the Atlantic Rim, which would include London, Paris, and New York primarily as downtown centers, which contain the influx of people from Lagos, Mumbai, Abidjan, Fort-de-France, Kingston, you name it. And that's what makes those cities livable. You know, actually London, New York, and Paris become just these three different sections of a very large downtown for the world.
But if you believe in love, then my value will accrue.
Mike Ladd has been helping Léo Tardin break those cuckoo clock, chocolate, and cheese stereotypes about Switzerland. In the process, though, he's actually had a few of them reinforced, like when the two of them took their show on the road in the Swiss Alps.
And, you know, it's one of those classic situations where you're playing in what used to be a squat, and you got these sort of lurch-looking anarchists giving you, serving you some gruel in some organic soup, you know, like, here, you must have our gruel, thank you for playing. And then they come out with this massive brick of Gruyere, and just, you know, and then you're just there slicing off slabs of it, and you've pretty much consumed about 5 kilos of Gruyere before you got to go on stage.
How do you play after that?
Better than 1 liter of Jack Daniels, that's for sure.
Tonight in New York, Léo Tardin performs at the Canal Room with Mike Ladd and poet Selina Glenn. Aside from the pianist being Swiss, the performance has little to do with Switzerland, but the Swiss Embassy has embraced the show and is sponsoring it. For the world, I'm Marco Werman.
In your eyes, I see children birthing. Sort of perfection like snowflake wisdom.
That's going to do it for us today. We're online with more music and news at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.
To be autumn leaves.